2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, General Manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
Mic check, mic check, mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 0, 4, 1, 3, 2, 5. 0, 4, 1, 3, 2, 5.
In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdads baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of Friends Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own. Join your friends and family, the good times have just begun. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. Hickory's own number one hometown baseball.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
It's time for Crawdads Pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And a pleasant good afternoon. We welcome you to L.P. Franz Stadium in Hickory, North Carolina for the final game of the six-game series between the Augusta Green Jackets and your Hickory Crawdads. Last night, wow, a lot going on in last night's ball game, an 8-7 winner in thrilling fashion for the Hickory Crawdads as they would score four runs in the bottom of the eighth to take an 8-4 lead, and then a furious comeback from Augusta made it 8-7 to the point to where one of the least expected closers that you could have possibly imagined came out of the bullpen in the person of Baker Barroso. And Barroso got the save. It wasn't the easiest save in the world by any stretch of the imagination, but he got it done. As in the contest last night, Nick Montgomery hit a ball out to the right center field gap, and Chandler Pollard, he got on his horse, and he made the catch at the base of the track to end the ball game. There was a big celebration on the field as well. This was not your ordinary baseball game, as Baker Barroso picked up the save, and it gave the Hickory Crawdads a 3-2 lead in this series. They have a 5-3 record on the season. The Augusta Green Jackets come into today's contest 4-4. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll have the starting lineups. We'll talk about the pitching matchup this afternoon and get you ready for a 2 o'clock first pitch on this gorgeous, sun-drenched Sunday afternoon. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Back here on the Black Tide Transportation pregame show inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. Brian Rushing here with you this afternoon, bringing you the finale in the series between the Class A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves and the Augusta Green Jackets, and the Class A affiliate for the Texas Rangers, of course, your Hickory Crawdads. As today, a pinching matchup that features a local star to the Hickory area. We'll cover that in just a moment for the Crawdads, as we'll get our first look of the week for the Augusta starter, Luis Arestegueta. Luis Arestegueta going to be making his first appearance this week, this afternoon, as the starter for the Augusta Green Jackets. Of course, in this series, the Hickory Crawdads won the first two ball games. They won on Tuesday night with a no-hitter. On Wednesday morning, they threw a one-hitter as they won comfortably by scores of 6-0 and 6-2. Then on Thursday, it's when the rain started rolling into the area, and once the rain started rolling, Augusta started winning in this series as they picked up a 4-2 win on Thursday night. Then they won on Friday 5-1. Then the sun returned yesterday, albeit breezy and cold here at the ballpark, but it was an 8-7 win for the Crawdads. So if the weather is a way of reading the tea leaves of what could happen today in the series, things look pretty favorable for the Hickory Crawdads. This is by far the best weather day that we've had here at the ballpark this week. We're going to start temperatures in the low 60s, barely a cloud in the sky. The sun is beaming here at the ballpark, and the folks that are here, they're going to be treated to a fun afternoon of baseball for the first Sunday game at LP Fran Stadium here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We mentioned the local star for the Hickory Crawdads. That is going to be Dalton Pence. Dalton Pence gets the start this afternoon. This is a young man who's been exclusively out of the bullpen here in this very early segment of the season. But Dalton Pence is going to get the start this afternoon. This is a young man that was born about 45 minutes south of this location in Gastonia, North Carolina. But he spent the majority of his youth and adult life living in the northwestern corner of Gaston County. We'll talk about that in a little bit later on in the broadcast, because the Hickory Crawdads have been able to go to Instagram to talk about Dalton Pence's hometown. We'll dive into that when we have our game action this afternoon. Let's go ahead and take a look at the lineups for the two clubs today, as Augusta will roll out this lineup against the Crawdads. John Heel will be the shortstop batting leadoff. Owen Carey bats second. He's in right field. Nick Montgomery is over at the designated hitter spot, batting third. Eric Hartman, he bats cleanup in left field. Isaiah Drake bats fifth and center. Colby Jones bats sixth over at second base. Luis Sanchez bats seventh. He's at third base this afternoon. Mac Gassetti, with another multi-hit game last night, is the catcher batting eighth. And Mason Guerra bats ninth at first base. So it's Heel, Carey, Montgomery, Hartman, Drake, Jones, Sanchez, Gassetti, and Guerra, as Luis Aristeguieta will get the ball for the Augusta Green Jackets. Aristeguieta is a 6'3 right-hander out of Venezuela, an international free agent signed back in 2023. For the Hickory Crawdads, this is what their lineup looks like this afternoon. Jeremy Cabrera will lead off. He's in center field. Rafe Parrish will bat second. He's over at the hot corner. Antonis Macias will bat third. He's the designated hitter. Jesus Lopez with a couple of doubles last night. He's going to be the cleanup hitter, as he's going to be doing the catching this evening. Baker Barroso, who has had a pretty interesting weekend already for the Crawdads, he'll bat fifth. He'll be over at first base. Wadi Mendez will bat sixth in right field. Batting seventh will be Chandler Pollard. He made the key defensive play last night to end the ball game in the ninth inning. He's going to play second base today. This is going to be the third position that he's played over the course of these six games in the series. Then Marcos Torres will bat eighth. He's going to be in left field. Luis Marquez will bat ninth. He's the shortstop this afternoon. So it's Cabrera, Parrish, Macias, Lopez, Barroso, Mendez, Pollard, Torres, and Marquez defending this afternoon for the starter, Dalton Pence. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we'll take a look around the major leagues at games of interest, and we'll go through the entirety of the Carolina League schedule for this Sunday afternoon. We're so glad you've joined us. We'll be back in just a bit as we continue on with the Black Tide Transportation pregame show here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tide Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tide Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tide Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Back here at LP Franz Stadium, just moments away from the start of action on this Sunday afternoon. Let's take a look at what's going on in the world of baseball beyond LP Franz Stadium this afternoon. It's a full slate of action in the Carolina League, as there's already one game going on ahead of this one. That's Salem and Fredericksburg. They're wrapping up their series up in the Northern Virginia area, just south of the Washington, D.C. Beltway. Of course, at 2 o'clock, Kannapolis and Lynchburg will be playing. At 2:05, Fayetteville and Delmarva will be playing. And then there's two evening games down in Columbia. Charleston, South Carolina will be wrapping up their series against the Columbia Fireflies. That's a 5:05 first pitch this evening. And then down in Myrtle Beach, the Carolina Mudcats will be wrapping up their six-game set against the Pelicans beginning at 6:05 this evening. Around Major League Baseball, we do have some games that are in progress right now as we speak. I see four separate games that are going on, five separate games right now on the Major League schedule. The ones of interest for us here at the ballpark, Texas and Seattle, they're going to play at 4:10 this afternoon. That's going to be a really solid pitching matchup. Logan Gilbert for the Seattle Mariners will face off against Nate Eovaldi. Atlanta, the parent club of this Augusta Green Jackets team, they'll be taking on Tampa this afternoon. And then the night game tonight will be the LA Dodgers taking on the Chicago Cubs, as that will wrap up the Sunday evening in Major League Baseball. As that's what we'll be keeping track of throughout the course of the day here at LP Franz Stadium. When we come back, first pitch action on the Sunday afternoon, a gorgeous day for baseball, and we look forward to sharing it with you here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And with that, we welcome you to LP Franz Stadium on a Sunday afternoon. So glad that you could join us here. I'm Brian Rushing. I'll be bringing you the nine innings of action here on this Sunday afternoon between the Hickory Crawdads as they take on the Augusta Green Jackets. Last night it was an 8-7 win for the Hickory Crawdads in a thriller of a ball game. They would score four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning to break a 4-4 tie. And you thought that that would be more than enough to carry out the win on a Saturday night. However, things don't always go as they're planned in the minors. As it turns out, the Augusta Green Jackets would plate three runs in the top of the ninth inning and have the bases loaded as Baker Barroso, who is now playing at first base this afternoon, he came on to close out the game as he got the save in a somewhat unconventional fashion, but a save nonetheless as Chandler Pollard, who's playing at second this afternoon, made the catch in the right center field gap up along the base of the track to close out the ball game. As Dalton Pence, the starter this afternoon, will face off against the Augusta Green Jackets. Pence comes into this contest with no record, a 3.00 ERA, making his third appearance of the season, yet his first start on the year. Three innings pitched, two hits, one run. It was earned. He did give up a home run in Kannapolis last weekend. He's walked two batters. He struck out four. A 182 average against for Dalton Pence, who is wearing the powder blue uniforms today, and that would be apropos for Pence because he played his college baseball at the University of North Carolina, helping the Tar Heels get to Omaha last season. This is the lineup that he'll face this afternoon here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, as it'll be John Heal, Owen Carey, Nick Montgomery leading off in the top three spots in the order. In the middle of the order, Eric Hartman, Isaiah Drake, Colby Jones. Bottom third of the order, Luis Sanchez, Matt Gussetti, and Mason Guerra. 62 degrees. It's our first pitch temperature. The first pitch from Dalton Pence is taken for a strike at 2:04 this afternoon. Pence, the breaking ball, cut on and missed at 81 miles an hour. John Heal comes in, a 129 hitter on the season. He does have six RBI to his credit. It's the pitch from Pence. Misses down. 1-2 the count. This is an Augusta Green Jackets club that scored 26 runs in the first three games of the season against the Columbia Fireflies. However, since then, the offense has not been nearly as prolific as in this five games in the series. We'll give that number to you after Pence's delivery. That ball lifted down the right field line, giving chase on top of the right field line is Wadi Mendez, and there's one down. I'll get to the defensive alignments in just a moment. As, of course, when Augusta came to town, they were treated rather rudely at the plate as they were the victim of a no-hitter on Tuesday and then a one-hitter on Wednesday. Since then, they have scored a sum total of two runs on the Wednesday, four runs on the Thursday. That's six now. You add the five from Friday, that's 11. They have scored, since that point, 18 runs in this series this week. So Owen Carey is the batter who is behind 0-2 as his last pitch that he fouls back to the screen. Dalton Pence misses down with the breaking ball. Count goes to 1-2. Pence is a fast worker, and there's no reason not to. So Owen Carey steps to the plate, 250 hitter with four runs driven in on the season. Pence. So we're going to have time called by Owen Carey. As Carey saw the pitch timer dwindling down, and he just didn't feel comfortable, so he took a timeout. Pence, the 1-2. Breaking ball. That's going to be tapped down the third base side. Parrish fields it. The throw across is not in time. It'll be a base hit for Owen Carey as that ball was hit off the end of the bat. It looked like initially that one is going to head toward the third base bag, but with that awkward spin, it carried back to Parrish, who was halfway between second and third for an infield single. That's going to bring up Nick Montgomery, who was the final out of the game last night in the 8-7 win. Barroso delivered at a pitch a 71-mile-an-hour fastball of sorts that Montgomery drove to the warning track. The catch was made by Pollard to close out the contest. Pence, out of the set position, misses high with an 89-mile-an-hour fastball. Defensively for the Crawdads this afternoon, Marcos Torres is in left field. Jeremy Cabrera is in center. Wadi Mendez, who we mentioned earlier, over in right. The 1-0 from Pence. Fastball cut on and missed. Count evens at 1-1. Across the infield, Rafe Parrish is at third. Luis Marquez is at shortstop. Chandler Pollard at second. Baker Barroso, the closer for last night's game, he's at first base. Jesus Lopez is dropping the signs behind home plate this afternoon for Dalton Pence. 2-1 count with one down here in the top of the first inning. The pitch, breaking ball, catches the outer third. Our umpires this afternoon, Elena Giorgio calling the balls and strikes. J.C. Reed is on the bases for the wrap-up of this six-game set. Pence delivers the 2-2, misses outside. Barroso holding on the runner at first, that being Owen Carey. And with a payoff pitch forthcoming, Pence has the sign and will deliver. He throws the breaking ball, taken or cut on and missed. Carey is going to get down to second with the stolen base as Nick Montgomery is a strikeout victim with two down in the inning. That's going to bring up Eric Hartman, who comes in a .259 hitter with two homers and six RBI on the season. Pence, breaking ball, taken for a strike. Dalton Pence, an 11th round draft selection from the University of North Carolina. As a former Ironman at Cherryville High School, 2021 All-State performer at University of North Carolina, a history major. It's Pence, the 1-1, looks back to second, now delivers. The fastball misses at 90 miles an hour. Dalton Pence last year with the Tar Heels was 5-1 on the year. 8 saves, a 2.45 ERA, 58 and two-thirds innings pitched, allowed 40 hits, 18 runs. 16 of those runs were earned. The impressive number in 58 and two-thirds innings, 74 strikeouts. As that ball driven into right field and scoring easily, it's going to be Owen Carey as it's a base knock for Eric Hartman. And it's a 1-0 lead for Augusta here in the top of the first inning. So Hartman with the RBI single is at first base, and that brings up Isaiah Drake. Isaiah Drake comes in, a .333 hitter on the year. Was going on the pitch as Hartman, the throw from Lopez, missed the second base bag as Hartman is in with the stolen base. As Pence barely gave a cursory look to Hartman, Hartman took full advantage as he got the stolen base with relative ease. The pitch, breaking ball, that ball's driven out into right center field, and it's going to get down for a base knock. Drake is going to make it a 2-0 ball game as Hartman scores easily, and the Augusta Green Jackets have a 2-0 advantage. And that'll bring up Colby Jones. So Dalton Pence has been touched up here early in this contest as Isaiah Drake drove the ball into right center field. All of this starting with a dribbler to the third base side. as Pence is going to step off, reset things here, with two down in the first inning. Jones, a 280 hitter with an RBI on the season. Pence is going to throw to first. They're going to try to get on Pence again, and that throw down to second is in time. It's Dalton Pence gets the pickoff. As they'll cut him down, Kett trying to steal at second to retire the side. But Augusta gets two runs on the board. When we come back, the Hickory Crawdads will be batting in the bottom of the first inning, a 2-0 lead for the Green Jackets here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Coming soon to L.P. Franz Stadium, the Hickory Goat Carts, the Crawdads' newest alternate identity that honors the city's ties with wagon making and racing. They'll take the field for three games in June. The weekend will kick off with a fireworks show on Friday, June 6th, a hat giveaway and a post-game concert on Saturday the 7th. You can get your tickets for the Hickory Goat Carts and all of our fabulous 2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, general manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
Hickory Crawdads come to the plate down 2-0 early, but I have a feeling that the ballpark is going to play a little differently than it has all week. As the wind has been varied at times, the rain has certainly put a damper on things, quite literally, as the first pitch from Luis Aristegueta, right-hander out of Venezuela. It's the next pitch to Jeremy Cabrera at 91 miles an hour, cut on and missed. As Cabrera falls behind 0-2. It'll be Jeremy Cabrera, Rafe Parrish, and Anthony Macias batting here in the top half of the bottom half of the first inning, as Cabrera swings and misses, and there's quickly one down. The first time this week that the wind has actually blown out to left field. Now, it's not a heavy breeze by any stretch of the imagination, but at least it's not going to knock the ball down. And with the warmer temperatures, the ball should carry a little better, not be quite as heavy. It's Parrish fouls it into the mitt of Mac Gassetti. Parrish, 296 hitter on the season with two homers, seven runs driven in. Aristegueta wheels and fires, breaking ball, misses inside. The defensive alignment this afternoon for Augusta, Eric Hartman is in left field, Isaiah Drake in center, Owen Carey is over in right. The 1-1, Parrish drives it sharply out into left field. He struck that pitch well, 91-mile-an-hour fastball, went the other way with it. That's his fourth hit of the series. And with one down, there's the first base runner for the Crawdads. And that brings up Anthony Macias. Macias, a 111 hitter on the season, still looking for his first RBI of the year, looking for his first home run, as a matter of fact. So if he does it now, would be a great time, as it would even things up immediately. As the pitch misses inside. In the infield for the Green Jackets, Luis Sanchez is over at third. John Heal is at shortstop. Colby Jones at second. Mason Guerra at first. Aristegueta looks over to first. Parrish is going. The pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count evens at 1-1. the catcher this afternoon for the Augusta Green Jackets is Mac Gassetti. So Macias back in the box with a 1-1 count. The pitch catches the outside edge, works the count to 1-2. LP Franz Stadium, a natural grass field with the dirt around the bases, down the lines, in the warning track areas. Arestigueta. The 1-2. It's the pitch, misses down, gets away from Gassetti. Rafe Paris will get down to second base on the wild pitch. It's now Paris in scoring position with a 2-2 count in the bottom of the first inning. There's an 8-foot high wall that goes around the ballpark. The guys in the outfield were actually doing some drill work this morning on trying to navigate the wall here at LP Franz Stadium. That 8-foot high wall has a yellow line atop it, which differentiates what's a home run and what isn't. In the right field side, you've got up to 4 tiers of signage on the outfield wall. All it's got to do is cross over the yellow line on the first tier, and it's a home run, regardless of whether the ball ricochets back onto the field. So Arestigueta's preparing to throw the 3-2 pitch. Here it comes, as it's a strike at the knees, and Macias is a strikeout victim. It's the second of the game for Arestigueta. And with two down, that's going to bring up Jesus Lopez. Around the ballpark, it's a symmetrical outfield wall, 332 down each line. 375 in the gaps, though that's not indicated with a sign, 400 in dead center. I had to do some sleuthing to come up with that 375 numbers. The pitch misses outside to Jesus Lopez. Lopez, a 158 hitter on the season, however, he's 3-for-12 in the series with 3 doubles and a run driven in. Lopez had a couple of doubles last night and that 8-7 win. Pitch. Lopez drives it out into right center field. It's going to get down for a base knock. Rafe Paris is going to score easily. Just like that, the Hickory Crawdads are on the board. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Lopez had a pitch out over the middle of the plate, and he was able to drive it out into right center field. It was cut off by Owen Carey before it could get into the gap. But Jesus Lopez has his 4th hit of the series, and it makes it a 2-1 ballgame. And Baker Barroso, who has one of the more interesting lines of the week, will take a first pitch breaking ball for a strike. Baker Barroso is 2-for-4 in the series this week with 2 stolen bases and, I had to do it, a save. So they'll throw over to first, chasing Lopez back to the bag. He got a start at Friday night at first base. Of course, he came out of the bullpen last night. And this is not a resurrection of sorts for Barroso. He's not trying to find a job in the majors as a pitcher. So the pitch misses up and in. He was just called to pitch in the top of the 9th inning because that's what the situation called for, given the personnel that Carlos Maldonado had at his disposal last night. It's Baker Barroso hits a line drive to John Heal to retire the side. A couple of hits for the Crawdads. They score a run. We've played one full inning here in Hickory. It's a 2-1 lead for Augusta. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Top of the second inning. Dalton Pence will face off against Colby Jones. Jones was at the plate at the time that Isaiah Drake was cut down, trying to make his way to second base as Pence would throw the ball to Barroso. Barroso would throw a strike down to second as the pitch was foul-tipped into the mitt of Jesus Lopez. Jesus Lopez had an RBI single in the bottom half of the first inning. That's made it a 2-1 ballgame. As the pitch misses away at 92 miles an hour. This is the wrap-up of the series. The Crawdads looking for their first series win at home this year. They did win the three-game abbreviated set to start the season down in Kannapolis. The pitch just misses, and Colby Jones is going to draw a walk to lead off the second inning. That'll bring up Luis Sanchez. Sanchez, 267 hitter on the season with no homers and five RBI. The long ball has been limited here this week. I got a feeling it may be a little more active today. This is the first time that we are playing a game with temperatures in the 60s this week. Down in Kannapolis, they were playing in the 80s steadily throughout. Not so much here. Today has been a great day. That ball is going to be fouled back to the netting. This club will be heading, the Hickory Crawdads that is, will be heading to Charleston, South Carolina next week to take on the River Dogs. Augusta will return home for their first six-game series of the year. That ball is going to be lifted into the seats after a ricochet off the top of the dugout. And the ball scooped up by a dad who's probably going to hand it off to a kid. And he does. Good job, Dad. 0-2 the count to Sanchez with nobody out here in the top of the second inning. As today, I'm sure that for those of you that are actually sitting down in front of a television, your attention is going to be diverted in a couple of different ways. If you're an Atlanta Braves fan, you're going to obviously keep an eye on the Tampa game today. That's fair, as this is an area to where the Braves are quite popular, not just because there's the Augusta Green Jackets in town, but the Braves pretty much carry the day here in this part of the world. So the pitch count is 2 balls and 2 strikes with nobody out here in the second. It's the breaking ball. That's going to be lifted out to left field. Coming on and making the catch is Marcos Torres. Going back to first is Colby Jones. That ball hit sharply, but Torres made a good jump on the baseball, making the catch, and that's going to bring up Matt Gassetti. For those of you that are not inclined to baseball, at least in this early part of the day, you may have your eye on, strangely enough, Augusta, Georgia. The Masters, final round. Rory McIlroy, 12 under, has a two-stroke lead on Bryson DeChambeau. He should be teeing off any moment. It's the pitch. Not going to happen, as they're going to try to get a stolen base again, and this time it's Colby Jones that gets cut down by Dalton Pence. As that's going to go 1-3-6 on the caught stealing, and there's two down in the inning. The Augusta Green Jackets have been incredibly busy on the base paths already with varying results. It's the breaking ball from Pence taken for a strike. So we mentioned Dalton Pence being a native of Gaston County, North Carolina, which is about, depending on where you are, 35 to 45 minutes away from LP Franz Stadium. The closer you are to 321 and that stretch of 65 miles an hour going through Lincoln County pretty much tells you everything, so the time that it's going to take you to get to the ballpark. So the pitch misses outside. Dalton Pence grew up in a town that, if you look at it, it's Cherryville, and that's the way I pronounce it. But I'm not from there. I'm from a neighboring town, but not there. So the question was asked on Instagram to the Hickory Crawdads players, how do you in fact pronounce the word Cherryville or the town Cherryville? And the strong consensus was exactly the way I say it, Cherryville. It's Cherry and Ville, just kind of makes sense. However, the colloquialism of northwestern Gaston County wins the day there. So the breaking ball misses, and Matt Gassetti is going to draw a walk. So it's the second free pass given up by Dalton Pence, and with two down, it's going to bring up Mason Guerra. The locals call it something like this, Cherryville. So basically, take the word churro, take the O off, add sort of a vil-vul kind of thing, and you get Cherryville. And that's what they go with. As this town has, it's listed as one of the 9 best towns to live in the state of North Carolina. And I would confess, it's a great little town, no doubt. So the pitch misses up. They love their baseball there, both at the high school level and the American Legion level. It's the pitch to Guerra. Misses. The count is even at 1-1. Pence, fastball, poured right down Lenore Ryan Boulevard. So the count goes to 1-2. If you've spent any time in Cherryville or Cherryville, one of the key figures of the Legion program is a guy they just call Bobby Dale. It's the breaking ball. Misses inside. Bobby Dale Reynolds has had a long, long history there with the Legion program. As they check down to J.C. Reed. J.C. Reed did not agree that Guerra committed to the swing. So now the count is even at 2-2. Pence looks over to first. The 2-2. Breaking ball. Misses down. Now the count runs full. So Baker Barroso, who's been holding on the runner at first, is going to have Matt Gassetti with two down, racing toward second as soon as Pence goes plateward. The pitch. That ball hits sharply but foul just to the left of the third base back. Two-one lead for the Augusta Green Jackets here in the top of the second inning. Pence again sets, delivers. The breaking ball is going to be lifted down the right field line. Is it going to stay fair? It will not. It's a foul ball. Barroso gave chase, but not able to come away with it. So the ball would spin about 8 feet foul. Squera back in the right-handed batter's box. Waits on the payoff from Dalton Pence. Here it comes. It's that breaking ball. Cut on and missed. Dalton Pence with his second strikeout of the ball game. Retires the side. He gets a couple of walks, but he leaves a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's a 2-1 lead for Augusta here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Bottom of the second inning, Wadi Mendez, Chandler Pollard, Marcos Torres will bat here in the bottom of the second inning. 6-7-8 in the order against Luis Aristeguieta. Aristeguieta spelled Aristeguieta. It's the first pitch from Aristeguieta, misses inside to Wadi Mendez. Mendez, a 308 hitter on the season, had a home run earlier this week as the pitch misses inside. Count goes to 2-0. Mendez 3-for-9 in the series so far. The pitch, he tries to bunt his way as Aristeguieta is going to try to field it, and he's not going to have a throw. As Wadi Mendez dropped the bunt down, it immediately got to the ground, and it bounced up high. Aristeguieta kind of hesitated for a moment, thinking Gassetti might get to it. But once it landed the second time, they weren't going to get Mendez, as Mendez has himself a bunt single to lead off the second inning. Third hit for the Crawdads, as both clubs have three safeties in the ballgame. Aristeguieta is going to throw over to first. Chandler Pollard, 273 hitter on the season with one RBI. He's 2-for-10 in the series with two runs scored and two walks. The breaking ball misses. If you're hearing the barking of dogs here at the ball yard, that is not artificial sounds. It is a bark in the park day here at LP Franz Stadium. It's that ball. Lifted high in the infield, and Mendez is going to have to get quickly back to first. The throw to first is going to be in time. He's going to get doubled up. The crowd is not happy with the call, but the call was right on the money. J.C. Reed got it right. There's two down in the inning. Mendez was going on the pitch, and the ball was popped to short by Pollard. And Mendez looked up thinking it was in the outfield. Thought he had more time. He did not. As Marcos Torres was going to try to bunt his way on. And I'm honestly surprised this hasn't been tried more often by the Crawdads in this series. And the reason why is anytime a left-handed batter is up, John Heel is 2 to 3 steps just to the left of the second base bag on the edge of the grass. Torres swings and misses. So that puts the third baseman in this situation, Luis Sanchez, pretty much playing shortstop. You don't have to bunt it down the third base line at all. All you got to do is just make sure the pitcher doesn't field it. If you do that, you're in great shape. So that ball's going to be lifted over on the third base side, out of play. Crowd still filing in on this Sunday afternoon, and why not? This is the best day this week. Come out and enjoy some weather and baseball. As the pitch misses, count evens at 2-2. Torres awaits the 2-2 from Arestegueta. They're going to check, maybe. They will. J.C. Reed says he did not commit. And the count runs full. It's the pitch cut on and missed by Torres. As the side is retired, we've played two here in Hickory. It's a 2-1 lead for Augusta here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the third inning, Angel Anasco is on the pitch for the Hickory Crawdads as the two umpires are going to go over to Carlos Maldonado and have a conversation just off to the left of home plate. And I'm not really sure what they're talking about. Typically, when something like this happens, there's a dotting of the I's or a crossing of the T's that has to happen. And so usually they get it squared away with little to no fanfare. As John Heal will lead off the third inning. It'll be Heal, Carey, and Montgomery facing off against the left-hander, Angel Anasco, 6'3 left-hander out of the Dominican. Free agent signed from back in 2022. Last year spent some time with the Down East Wood Ducks. So Nasco at 94 miles an hour misses outside. So the pitch catches the outside edge. Count goes to 2-1. Nasco. Fastball misses up. Three ball, one strike count. Anasco. That fastball at 94 is swung on and missed. by John Heal, and now the count runs full at 3-2. The pitch misses high and away, and Heal is going to draw a leadoff walk. It's the third walk given up by Crawdad's pitching. It's the first by Anasco. As Dalton Pence went 2 innings, gave up 3 hits, 2 runs. They were earned. He walked 2, and he struck out 2. The left-hander will throw a slider down to Owen Carey. Carey had an infield single on a swinging bunt to the left-hand side of the infield. He would score one of the 2 runs in the first inning. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike. It's the temperature already getting up into the upper 60s. So we may actually see, it's the breaking ball taken for strike 2. We may actually see the temperature get near 70 for many of the neighborhoods here in the area. The official forecasted high for Hickory is 67 as Carey swings and misses for the first out of the inning. It's the third strikeout for Crawdad's pitching, and with one down, that's going to bring up Nick Montgomery. That ball rolled out to Parrish. Parrish at third gets the throw over in time to Pollard. Pollard over to first to Barroso. Gets an around-the-horn double play. A 5-4-3 twin killing ends the third inning for Augusta. It's a 2-1 lead for the Green Jackets. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdad's home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdad's baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Bottom of the third inning, Luis Marquez steps to the plate against Luis Arestegueta in a 2-1 ball game. It's the first pitch from Arestegueta is high. Marquez, a 308 hitter on the season here in the very early going. It's 4-for-11 in the series with a triple and 2 runs scored. It's that pitch from Arestegueta catches the outside edge. Count evens at 1-1. Here in just a little bit, we're going to make the broadcast interactive on this Sunday afternoon. Arestegueta, this is outside. Marquez, the shortstop this afternoon for the Crawdads, has basically been splitting time with Chandler Pollard. It's Pollard now over on the right side of the infield playing second this afternoon. The 3-1 from Arestegueta, that ball's going to be lifted high. I mean, it is sky high. Gassetti camped out underneath it, and he'll make the catch. That ball took a while to come down. Gassetti makes the play, and there's one down here in the third inning. The Green Jackets are wearing their forest green or master's green, whatever you want to call it. Their alternate green tops with the gray pants, a green piping stripe. The same green hat with on the body with the green bill and the white quarter panel with the Green Jackets logo. As that ball is going to be lifted by Jeremy Cabrera up onto the concourse area over on the third base side. I mentioned earlier that the Crawdads are wearing the powder blues. They've got the Crawdad H on the left side of the jersey. The white number over on the right side. They do have a piping stripe going around the collar and down the buttons. The white pants. They're wearing the black Carolina logo hat, as it's got the logo of North Carolina, the actual outline of the state in a powder blue with the claw holding the star where Hickory would be. As the pitch misses down, Cabrera, a strikeout victim his last time up, has a 2-2 count with one down here in the bottom of the third inning. Arestigueta. Sad ball. Hit, soft line drive out into center field. Jeremy Cabrera has his second hit of the series. And with one down, he's at first base for Rafe Parrish. So now's the time that you can reach out to me on this Sunday afternoon. Couple of ways you can do so. Many of you have done so this week, and for that, I am grateful. You can find me on X or Twitter, whatever you prefer to call it, at What's Up B-Rush PXP. It's Rafe Parrish with an opposite field base hit his first time up. Takes a pitch for a ball to throw down to first behind Cabrera. Cabrera gets in safely. At What's Up B-Rush PXP, if you send me a follow request, I will reciprocate. If you want to say hello during the broadcast, I'll be sure to, if they're going to call a balk on Luis Arestigueta, as Jeremy Cabrera is going to get down to second here in this 2-1 ballgame. If you want me to tell you hello during the course of the broadcast, I can do that. If you've got a question for me, I can take care of that as well. If you want to send me an email today with the same conditions applying, brush@hickorycrawdads.com. Arestigueta, high hold, delivers. Breaking ball misses outside. Count evens at 1-1. All the runs were scored in the first inning. Augusta put two on the board in the top half. The Crawdads put a run up in the bottom half of the first inning. And a chance for them now with one down in the inning to tie the game up. Arestigueta. Parrish lifts the ball out to left field. It's drifting toward the corner and on the track. The catch is going to be made by Eric Hartman. It's Cabrera's unable to tag. He stays at second with two down in the inning. And that's going to bring up Anthonys Macias, who struck out looking his first time in the ballgame. Macias, the designated hitter in this contest, has an opportunity, like Parrish did, to tie this game up. A base knock with two down in the inning would certainly score Cabrera with his copious speed. So the pitch from Arestigueta misses up. Two runs on three hits, no errors for the Green Jackets. 1-4-0 for the Crawdads. So throw to second. Cabrera gets his hand back to the bag in the nick of time. Arestigueta, the pitch. just misses off the outside edge. Arestigueta looking down to second as Macias swings and misses. The count goes to 2-1. A left-handed batter up. This time, Luis Sanchez playing a little closer to the third base line. As that pitch is going to miss outside, the count goes to 3-1. So we'll see if the Green Jackets challenge Macias here at 3-1. The 3-1 offering, and Macias drives it out to right field, and on the base of the track, the catch will be made by Owen Carries. Macias gave it a ride, but came up empty. We've played three complete here at LP Friends Stadium. A 2-1 lead for the Green Jackets. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Coming soon to LP Franz Stadium, the Hickory Goat Carts, the Crawdads' newest alternate identity that honors the city's ties with wagon making and racing. They'll take the field for three games in June. The weekend will kick off with a fireworks show on Friday, June 6th, a hat giveaway and a post-game concert on Saturday the 7th. You can get your tickets for the Hickory Goat Carts and all of our fabulous 2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, general manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
Top of the fourth inning, 2-1 lead for Augusta. Brian Rushing here with you on this Sunday afternoon, as Eric Hartman will lead things off for the Green Jackets against Angel Anasco. Anasco got a 5-4-3 ground ball double play to end the third inning. This is breaking ball taken for a strike. The pitch misses. So it bounces in to Jesus Lopez. Count evens at 1-1. So Nasco, fastball at 95, misses down. The initial tenor of the emails that I'm getting this afternoon speaks a bit about last night. A very tense finish to the ball game and a very unconventional finish to the ball game. As the first baseman today, Baker Barroso, has one save for the Crawdads. The Crawdads have two saves on the year, and Baker Barroso has half of those. Not exactly what you expect to see in the first week of the year. It's the breaking ball, misses inside, and Anasco is going to lose Hartman to lead off the fourth inning. That's going to bring up Isaiah Drake. Drake singled home a run in the first inning and was cut down trying to get to second on a stolen base attempt with Dalton Pence on the bump at the time. Pence went two innings. Anasco in his second inning as the pitch misses up and tight to Isaiah Drake. Drake, young man out of Atlanta, Georgia. The 1-0, Anasco goes to first. So Anasco leans in, has the sign from Lopez. The 1-0. So that pitch misses in tight as Hartman, out of the corner of Anasco's eye, made a break and then held up. Two ball, no strike count as Anasco tries to work quickly, but misses inside and the count goes to 3-0. Crawdad's infield position for another ground ball double play if they can get it. As the breaking ball misses and it's back-to-back walks as Drake is the fifth free pass allowed by the Crawdads this afternoon. And Landon Hutchinson is going to go out and have a conversation with his left-hander here in the top of the fourth inning. Here on this Sunday afternoon, want to say hello to Connie Gay, who checked in. Connie Gay, those types of games on Saturday night are always exhilarating when you win. They can be incredibly deflating if you're on the other side of it. As ordinary circumstances, if they apply, a four-run eighth would have been more than enough to just win cleanly. But you're looking at the lower minors. It doesn't always work out as planned. And fortunately for the Crawdads, they got the win. And a phenomenal fireworks show last night. As the pitch misses down from Anasco to Colby Jones. I saw the social media talking about it after the game, and the change of location for the fireworks show was chef's kiss. I mean, it was sensational. As the breaking ball misses, the count goes to 2-0. It's such a nice day at the ballpark that you've got folks that didn't really come to the game. They do some biking. They decide to drop the bike and sit up on the hill just beyond the right field wall and catch a little bit of the action. As Jones takes ball three. And Anasco now one pitch away from walking the bases loaded, and the guys on the bikes decide to get back on and go about their merry way. The 3-0. Anasco misses again, and now the bases are loaded. So Anasco has loaded the bases with nobody out, and that's going to bring up Luis Sanchez. A 2-1 lead for Augusta. And if you're a Crawdads fan, you certainly don't want this one to get away from you here in the middle innings. Anasco ideally would want to get either a strikeout or an infield pop here. So the pitch misses. The defense is preparing for a ground ball double play still. They're willing to give up the run for the two outs if they can manage it. As the pitch misses in tight, count goes to 2-0. And Anasco is struggling to find the strike zone here in the top of the fourth inning. Anasco, breaking ball, misses down, and now the count goes 3-0. The pitch misses, or no, it does not miss. So it's called a strike, and it gets a Bronx cheer here from the fans at LP Franz Stadium. The 3-1. As that catches strike two at the knees, as Sanchez now has had the count run full. That pitch rolled out to shortstop, fielded by Marquez to Pollard. The throw across to Barroso is in time. So they give up the run. They get the double play. There's no RBI for Sanchez. That's a 6-4-3 giddy-up. With two down in the inning, Hartman scores to make it 3-1. Drake is at third, and that brings up Matt Cassetti, who walked his first time up. So they pick up an insurance run here in the fourth to take a 3-1 advantage, as Anasco now throwing strikes. So that one's poured right down the middle for strike one. Anasco, breaking ball, catches the outside edge, and Gassetti falls behind 0-2. So Drake taking his lead over at third base in foul territory. We'll watch the 0-2 delivery as it's missing down. And Lopez with the block at home plate has the count go to 1-2. I want to say hello again to Philip Clements checking out the action today. He's had a pretty good plan this week. Crawdads early, Rangers late. So they'll get started in Seattle at 4:10 as Cassetti fouls the pitch near the third base on deck circle. That's where the Crawdads reside when they're at home. Augusta, obviously, over on the first base side. Cleburne, Texas, salute to you. Home of the Railroaders of the American Association. It's that breaking ball. Cut on and miss. Gassetti swings and misses. And a good job of damage control for Angel Anasco. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a 3-1 lead for Augusta. We'll be back on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Bottom of the fourth inning. So it'll be Jesus Lopez, Baker Barroso, and Wadi Mendez batting middle third of the order against Luis Arestegueta. 3-1 lead for the Green Jackets in the finale of this six-game series. That ball driven out to right center field. Lopez is going to put it up, and it's gone. Jesus Lopez launches it over the Budweiser sign, and just like that, it's a 3-2 ball game for Lopez. That's his first dinger of the year. It's RBI number 3, and the Crawdads are back to one behind. My sweet mother. Lopez got his fourth hit of the series in his first plate appearance, and now he leaves the yard. I thought the ball was going to carry a little bit better today. Mark Parker, who does the official scoring here at the ballpark, and I had a brief conversation about it, and the ballpark's going to carry just a wee different this afternoon. And there's an example as Lopez drives it just over the Budweiser sign. It hit underneath the Catawba County sign. That's exactly where Waddy Mendez hit his home run the other night. And all you got to do is get it over the yellow stripe. You do that, you're golden. It's the pitch from Arestegueta, taken for a strike. The count goes to 2-1. So just like that, the Crawdads are back to work in the scoring column as Barroso's going to foul that one back to my right, and it's going to become a souvenir for a fan that came in on this Sunday afternoon. That pitch is going to get a piece of Barroso, and he's going to get to first. And that's going to bring up Waddy Mendez. So the second home run hit at home by the Crawdads have made it a 3-2 ball game, and Bo Henning is going to come out and have a brief meeting with his right-hander. I want to say good afternoon to Jeremy Martinez checking out the action today from the Frisco area. Jeremy, thank you for the kind words and the conversation throughout this weekend, as you're going to be in for a treat this year with that Frisco Rough Riders team. As Mendez will step to the plate. My second year here with the Crawdads, my first year in Carolina League Baseball, and excited to bring every single home game to you this year. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike. Last year traveled with the club about 20 games in the South Atlantic League. Not going to be making any trips, at least at this point, with the Carolina League squad. That can always change. It can be a busy summer. Barroso takes the lead over at first, held on at first by Mason Guerra. The pitch, that ball, lifted high to right field, drifting back is Colby Jones. And he's going to make the catch just in front of the Mountain Dew sign. That ball needed a little more caffeine to get over the wall. There's one down here in the fourth inning. Barroso retreats. Maybe if it was a jolt cola, it might have left the yard. But as it turns out, it's just a long fly ball. Chandler Pollard will step to the plate. Arestegueta, that breaking ball lifted out to center field. It's going to turn Drake around just a little bit and carry him almost to the base of the track. And with two down, that's going to bring up Marcos Torres. There is no question the ball is jumping off the bat a good bit better today. It's a slight breeze out to left, but I think the guys today just, it feels more like baseball weather. I think things are just kind of moving a little more freely today. Arestegueta throws a strike at the knees. Torres a strikeout victim. His last time up. It's the pitch, misses outside, to throw down to second. Gets away from heel. And Barroso has himself a stolen base. So Baker Barroso, you're not going to see this often. A guy gets a save and three stolen bases in the same week. The pitch. Oh, that's a phenomenal stop by Matt Gassetti. That ball was in the right-handed batter's box, and Gassetti looked like an NHL goaltender, as he had really only one play, and that was to just flail at it, and he did. He got the glove, and he caught it cleanly. The pitch, Torres, swings and misses, and that'll retire the side, but a solo shot from Jesus Lopez, his first of the season, cuts the lead back to one. It's 3-2 as we go to the fifth here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Top of the fifth inning, as Carlos Maldonado goes to his bullpen once more. That's Jake Jekulek, who will get the baseball here in the top of the fifth inning. As it'll be Mason Guerra to bat here in the top of the fifth inning, followed by John Heal and Owen Carey. As the pitch to Guerra swung on and missed. Jekulek pitched earlier this week as he just joined the club midway through the week. As the pitch misses inside. Jekulek, a 6-foot right-hander out of Sterling Heights, Michigan, a 10th round pick from last year's MLB draft. As the pitch taken for a strike, the count goes to 1-2. Jekulek throws from that arm slot off to the side. It's certainly not the three-quarter delivery. It's the count evens at 2-2. As he drops it much farther down than that. Making his second appearance, he pitched 2 innings during the midweek, walked a batter, struck out 4. It's that pitch. Misses down. Jekulek wasn't quite sure of the call from Elena Giorgio, but it's a walk nonetheless for Guerra as he leads off the fifth inning. Base on balls in this contest have clearly been a concern for Maldonado and the Crawdads. The 7th free pass surrendered by the Crawdads in this ballgame. As the pitch misses. John Heal, he walked his last time up. Sad ball. Out to Parrish. Parrish is going to have one play and one play only as he goes to Barroso over at first base. Guerra gets over to second. Parrish didn't hesitate. He knew that it was a high bounding ball. He was able to field it cleanly and have plenty of time to go to first. Unfortunately, the play at second would have been a little bit too close for comfort, which is why he took the simpler play across the infield. And that's going to bring up Owen Carey with a runner at second and one down. Jakalek. Carey couldn't hold up, falls behind 0-1. Jakalek, that ball is going to get shot through the left side of the infield, and they're going to hold Guerra at third. So there'll be runners at the corners. Carey has his second hit of the ball game. It wasn't missiled through the left side of the infield, but it was hit hard enough to get through the infield. So he caught it off the end of the bat. With the runners on the corners, that's going to bring up Nick Montgomery. Montgomery, his last time up, bounced around the horn for a 5-4-3 double play. And now, Jakalek's going to step off as Lopez, who hit a home run last half inning, is going to have a brief conversation with the sidewinder. Jakalek misses inside. Last year, the sidewinder for this club in the South Atlantic League was Jackson Kelly, young man out of Mercer University. Jakalek gets a swing and a miss from Montgomery. Barroso holding on the runner at first. So that pitch is going to be left off the outside edge of the plate, and it's fouled up into the concourse area on the first base side. The Crawdad Cafe is up and running today. I want to say hello to the folks in the cafe this afternoon. It's that breaking ball. Cut on and missed. Lopez bobbles it for just a moment, but Montgomery is a strikeout victim. Carey gets down to second on the steal. But with two down, it's going to bring up Eric Hartman. Hartman, a single, a stolen base, and a walk. He scored twice. It's the fifth strikeout for Crawdad's pitching. It's Jakalek. Pours it to the outer third for strike one. Got started this afternoon at 2:04 p.m. on what is a gorgeous day here in Hickory. The breaking ball taken just above the knees for strike two. It's Jakalek one pitch away from getting out of the fifth inning with no harm done. The 0-2. Breaking ball. Cut on and missed. Hartman strikes out to close out the frame. A couple of strikeouts for Jakalek in the inning. We're halfway through in Hickory. It's a 3-2 lead for the Green Jackets. We'll be back in just a bit.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Luis Marquez leads off the fifth inning for the Hickory Crawdads against a new pitcher, Samuel Mejia. As Mejia's first pitch is swung on and missed by Marquez. Marquez popped foul to the catcher in his only time at the plate. It's Mejia, misses inside. We'll catch up on Mejia in just a moment, the young man out of the Dominican. A Rule 5 draft pick from last year. Marquez lifts this one into foul territory. So the catch is going to be made by Luis Sanchez, and there's one down in the fifth inning. So Mejia, a Rule 5 draft pick away from the Tampa Rays organization, where he played last year for the Charleston River Dogs. As Mejia throws a strike to Jeremy Cabrera. Cabrera got a single to center field his last time up. Cabrera swings and misses, falls behind 0-2. Samuel Mejia was picked up by the Braves in the AAA version of the Rule 5 draft, as Cabrera is going to drive that one to the corner, and it's going to be just foul. He missed extra bases by about 5-6 feet. As the Mejia off-speed pitch was 81 miles an hour, and Cabrera just couldn't keep it fair. During the offseason last year, he played in Australia with the Perth Heat. That was actually the offseason between the 23 and 24 year as a member of the Rays organization. Mejia, the 1-2. Cabrera fouls it back. Cabrera swings and misses, and there's quickly two down. That'll bring up Rafe Parrish. Luis Arestigueta went four innings, gave up five hits, two runs. I'll finish off his line here in just a moment as Parrish, with two down, steps to the plate. Mejia throws a first pitch strike. The changeup at 81 miles an hour. Arestigueta had four strikeouts. As the pitch from Mejia misses. He hit a batter, but he didn't walk anybody. As Parrish swings and misses on the changeup and falls behind 1-2. A 3-2 lead for Augusta here in the bottom of the fifth inning. on just a gorgeous Sunday afternoon. It's Parrish. It's going to lift this one out to medium depth left field. Hartman ranging over, makes the catch. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for Samuel Mejia. We're through five innings in Hickory. 3-2 lead for Augusta. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdad's home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdad's baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Jake Jekulek back on the mound for his second inning of work for the Crawdads as he'll face off against Isaiah Drake, Colby Jones, Luis Sanchez. Top of the sixth inning, Brian Rushing here with you. The Crawdads trail by a run, 3-2. Drake's going to tap that one foul over on the third base side. In just a moment, we're going to catch up with scores from around both the Carolina League and Major League Baseball. As Drake is going to call timeout. Jekulek misses outside. Count evens at one apiece. The pitch to Drake, fouled off to the third base side, up and out of play. In fact, it lands up on top of one of the auxiliary clubhouses. Bottom of the sixth inning, down in Tampa at Steinbrenner Stadium. Drake fouls another pitch off. The Rays have a 4-3 lead against the Atlanta Braves. We'll catch up with that one a little bit later on as well. The Rangers and the Mariners, they don't play until 4:10. It's Drake. They're going to check him. They'll say he committed. So Drake, on the breaking ball from Jekulek, can't hold up. He's a strikeout victim. It's the third punch out for Jekulek. And with one down, that's going to bring up Colby Jones. And that's what Jekulek is actually able to do against a left-handed batter. With that sidearm delivery, if he pours you that fastball there and you're a left-handed batter, it's going to run away from you. So you want to get out there and cover the outside part of the plate. That ball is going to be rolled out to the left side. The throw, not nearly in time, as Colby Jones has himself another base hit in the series. A one-out bunt single will bring up Luis Sanchez. That's a 4-10 start between the Mariners and the Rangers. Logan Gilbert for Seattle versus Nate Eovaldi. It's the pitch cut on and missed by Sanchez. Tonight, the national game, Dodgers-Cubs from Wrigley. A day after a 16-0 win for the Cubs, I think is what I spotted. That ball's going to be hit up against the netting on the third base side. I mean, should say on the first base side. We do have a no-hitter going on right now that's current in Big League Baseball. So the Boston Red Sox are no-hitting the Chicago White Sox. Jack Alec. This is inside. Jack Alec misses high. The count evens at 2-2. The Cincinnati Reds are actually five outs away now from picking up a sweep against the Pittsburgh Pirates. They avoided Paul Skeens, but Hunter Green was dealing today. It's the throw over to first, not in time. Lopez gives the sign to Jakalek. The 2-2. Lifted, foul. Barroso giving chase, but it's going to be in the seats. It's Colby Jones. Takes his lead at first. They'll throw back over to first. We'll catch up with the Carolina League scores here in just a moment. It's going on the pitch. It's going to be Colby Jones. So get credit for the stolen base, but Luis Sanchez is a strikeout victim. It's the fourth for Jakalek in his appearance, and with two down, that's going to bring up Matt Gossetti. Gossetti, a strikeout victim his last time up here in this 3-2 ball game. Top of the seventh inning, Fredericksburg leads Salem 5-4. Kannapolis is beating Lynchburg, bottom of the fifth inning, 6-2. It's the pitch to Gossetti taken for a strike, and he's having a conversation with Elena Giorgio, the home plate umpire. Jakalek, that ball is going to be tapped foul in the left-handed batter's box. Lopez tried to get out and field the ball in fair territory, but was not able to do so. Top of the fifth inning, up in Salisbury, Maryland. Fayetteville has a 4-0 lead on Delmarva. The 0-2. That's going to hit Gossetti. As Gossetti actually took a look out to Jakalek after being hit by the pitch. I mean, certainly there was absolutely no intent. It was an 0-2 pitch. It hit the elbow guard of Gossetti, and I mean, there's no question. It smarts, but certainly there was no ill intent. Runners at first and second with Mason Guerra at the plate. It's the first offering from Jakalek, misses. Two other Carolina League games starting at 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock respectively. Charleston in Columbia, that's the 5:05 matchup. The Mudcats taking on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans at 6:05. It's that pitch poured over the middle. Count evens at 1-1. So the next offering from Jakalek misses. The count goes to 2-1. Jakalek misses just barely off the outside edge. Count goes to 3-1. And Guerra is going to draw a walk to load the bases. And that's going to bring out Landon Hutchinson to have a conversation with his right-hander. That gives me a moment to say hello to Thomas Bartlett checking in today from Lenore, North Carolina. Just 15, 30 minutes north of the ballpark here. Thomas, thank you for tuning in on this Sunday afternoon. So with the bases full and two down in the inning, that's going to bring up John Heel. A 3-2 lead for Augusta. Jakalek really needs to get Heel out in this situation. You definitely don't want to give Augusta any more breathing room as we're starting to get late in this contest. That ball's going to be dribbled foul again off the body of Heel. Jakalek looks in for the sign from Lopez. Here's the 0-2. That breaking ball. It's going to be hit foul over near the first base bag. Jakalek, that breaking ball, lifted out to left field. Torres camps underneath it, makes the catch, and that'll retire the side. Augusta leaves the bases loaded as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning in a 3-2 contest. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Coming soon to L.P. Franz Stadium, the Hickory Goat Carts, the Crawdads' newest alternate identity that honors the city's ties with wagon making and racing. They'll take the field for three games in June. The weekend will kick off with a fireworks show on Friday, June 6th, a hat giveaway and a post-game concert on Saturday the 7th. You can get your tickets for the Hickory Goat Carts and all of our fabulous 2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, general manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
Samuel Mejia back on for his second inning of work for the Augusta Green Jackets in a 3-2 ball game as Jake Jakalek wiggled off the hook in the sixth inning, and now we'll see if the Crawdads offense can get this one back to even or maybe take their first lead of the day. It's Mejia will face off against Anthony Macias. The breaking ball cut on and missed. It'll be Macias, Lopez, and Barroso. batting here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Macias, 0-for-2 in the contest. He flew out to right field his last time. Put a good swing on it, just didn't quite have enough juice to leave the yard. The pitch. As Mejia misses. The count now 3-1. Mejia. Fastball at 90 is fouled back to the netting. The count goes full. Tuesday night, the Crawdads are in Charleston, South Carolina to take on the River Dogs in a six-game set. It's Macias swings and misses. Strikeout, first out of the inning. It's for Mejia, that's two strikeouts in the contest. It's the sixth for Augusta pitching. Jesus Lopez is 2-for-2 in the ballgame. Last time up, he left the yard just beyond the Budweiser sign in right field to make it a 3-2 ballgame. Both clubs have 5 hits in the contest. The pitch from Mejia misses high. As the count goes to 3-0. Mejia has the sign, wheels and fires the 3-0, and he misses. And Lopez draws a one-out walk. It's the first walk allowed by Mejia. Spencer Barroso will step to the plate. He had a line drive to shortstop. John Heel was able to make the play. And then he was hit by a pitch his last time up. And you want to know something? The kind of week end that Barroso has had, I mean, you might as well go full circle. You've stolen 3 bases in the series. You've managed to contribute a couple of knocks already this weekend. You picked up a save on Saturday night. You might as well just go big fly here. Give the Crawdads a 4-3 lead. Sparoso takes a strike at the knees. If that were to happen, then I'm going to start immediately directing the narrative for Baker Barroso's legend status here at LP France Stadium. Side ball's going to be lifted into the seats. We'll see how the crowd reacts. So there's a little bit of laughter here, which means nobody got severely hurt by the baseball. So the count is 1-2 with one down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mejia swung on and missed. Barroso not going to hit a home run. There's two down in the inning. And that'll bring up Wadi Mendez. Lopez takes the lead at first. Mendez is going to roll that one foul to the first base coach's box. A decent crowd this afternoon, enjoying a really good afternoon of baseball. The weather, it's not perfect, but it's pretty doggone close. Mejia, that ball, driven down toward the corner and right. It's going to get down for a base hit. Mendez is going to cruise into second with a double. Getting down to third is going to be Jesus Lopez. And now a couple runners in scoring position for Chandler Pollard. As Mendez now with two base hits and three at-bats. That's going to bring up Chandler Pollard. Mendez is putting together a pretty solid week. As Pollard hits it down toward the corner in left field. One run's going to score. Two runs are going to score, and the Hickory Crawdads have the 4-3 lead. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Chandler Pollard jumped on the first pitch, roped it out into left field, and the Crawdads have taken the lead. That's what I'm talking about. Pollard has RBI 2 and 3 on the season. Just like that, the Crawdads have their first lead of the afternoon. They'll throw over to first. It's for Mejia. That is not his A move. It's Marcos Torres steps to the plate. 0 for 2 in the ballgame. The pitch. Torres. Held up. It's the breaking ball from Mejia. Fell out of the strike zone, and Torres thought about chasing, but was able to hold up just in time. This is outside. Chandler Pollard is going to be safe. John Heal thought he applied the tag, but not according to the base umpire, J.C. Reed. So Chandler Pollard has himself a stolen base. For Pollard, that's his seventh of the year, which puts him in a tie for third in the league coming into today's action. As Torres takes a strike, the count goes to 2-1. So if Torres can get a knock here, it would be a second of the week, and it would likely score Chandler Pollard, who's got phenomenal speed, as witnessed last night with the final out of the ballgame. As Torres swings and misses, the count levels at 2-2. If you were not here last night, and you do have the ability to check out social media, you should go to the Hickory Crawdads social media pages and watch the catch that ended the ballgame. Chandler Pollard, who was playing center field, had to go a really long way on the ball hit by Nick Montgomery and made the play to close the game out. As the bases were loaded, it could have been a bad situation for the Crawdads. Pollard bails out the team. The 2-2 from Mejia. Torres swings and misses. So the strikeout for Mejia gets him out of the inning, but not before Chandler Pollard with a two-run single has given the Crawdads their first lead of the day, a 4-3 advantage as we go to the seventh here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Top of the seventh inning, and Carlos Maldonado goes back to his bullpen for his fourth arm of the day. Ismael Agreda, 6-foot right-hander out of Venezuela, non-drafted free agent from back in 2021, will be on to pitch for the Crawdads. So the Crawdads have their first lead of the afternoon. That ball is going to be hit sharply, but just foul. Owen Carey smoked a 96-mile-an-hour fastball over the head of Baker Barroso, but it landed just foul. So Greta has pitched in one game. It was a start. He got three innings completed. He gave up two hits, a run, gave up a home run, struck out two batters. Zagreda, 96 to the outside edge. Count goes to 1-2. So it's going to be Carey, Montgomery, and Hartman to bat here in the seventh for the Green Jackets. That fastball smoked back through the middle, and Carey has himself a leadoff knock. And Carey, after singling, took a look back, I think, toward Nick Montgomery and told him something. He was pretty animated after getting the base knock. So it's the sixth hit of the day for the Green Jackets. Zagreda, that ball lifted out to right field. So the catch is going to be made by Wadi Mendez as he had to challenge work against the sun as it's starting to drift over in such a way to where the right side of the infield and the right fielder are going to be in a bit of a sun field for a while. So there's one down here in the seventh inning. On what is a gorgeous day here at the ballpark, stepped out behind the press box and it feels delightful outside. 94 miles an hour for a strike to Eric Hartman. And the breeze is blowing pretty good to left field now. This is the firmest breeze we've seen out to left this afternoon. The pitch bounced. Jesus Lopez had to make the stop about 6 feet in front of him. So the count evens at 1-1. After this game, the club will have Monday off before they travel to Charleston, South Carolina to take on the River Dogs. I will not be on the trip as I, at this point, do not do road games for the Hickory Crawdads this year. You can follow the game on the Bally Live app. Just like always, you just won't have the advent of the Hickory Crawdads radio network, which as we get deeper and deeper into the year, we'll be making a bit of a transition. The pitch, Agreda, cut on and missed. The count evens at 2-2. We'll be back here on the 22nd of April against the Salem Red Sox. The pitch, breaking ball, misses up. and the count goes full. The Salem Sox come to town for a six-game series. The 3-2 fouled into the mitt of Lopez. The throw was high. So Luis Marquez was not able to corral the throw in. Zoan Carey's going to have himself a stolen base, but there's two down in the inning. That's going to bring up Isaiah Drake. Agreda, breaking ball, taken for a strike at 76 miles an hour. As Drake has singled, homer run in the first. He's walked and he struck out. Agreda, that ball, bounced over to second. Pollard's going to underhand flip it to Barroso, and that'll retire the side. A runner left on. We go to the stretch. A 4-3 lead for the Dads. We'll be back in just a bit.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com, your online home for all things dads, www.HickoryCrawdads.com.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Samuel Mejia's on for his third inning of work. Luis Marquez will lead off for the Crawdads. So the pitch misses down for Mejia. Two runs for Augusta in the first inning. Crawdads answered with a single run in the bottom half of that first inning. So Marquez is going to lift that one up behind the mound. Heel is going to call everybody off and make the catch. And there's one down. That'll bring up Jeremy Cabrera. In the fourth inning, Augusta would stretch out the lead back to two with a run in the fourth, making it 3-1. And then Jesus Lopez hit a solo shot out to right field to make it a 3-2 ball game at the time as Cabrera tried to bunt his way on. And then, of course, the two-run single from Chandler Pollard back in the bottom of the sixth gave the Crawdads their first lead of the afternoon, which the Crawdads were able to nurse through the seventh inning. As it was Ismael Agreda to pitch the seventh inning. It's Cabrera, can't hold up. It's a strikeout, and there's quickly two down. That'll bring up Rafe Parrish.
Three,
For those of you that reached out today during the interactive portion of the broadcast, which is still going on, thank you. We'll be doing that throughout the season here on the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network. It won't be long before we start doing podcasts, and naturally, if you've got an idea for someone that you'd like to have us do a podcast with, we'd love to hear from you. It's Rafe Parrish, swings and misses. The count quickly moves to 0-2. It's real simple. You can find me on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, at What's Up B-Rush, PXP. You can also send me an email, brush at hickorycrawdads.com. I do check those when the team's out of town. And if we can make it happen, we are certainly going to make it happen. I think it's fair to say that we've got two folks that have to be part of our podcast group early. That's Thomas Ireland and Dalton Pence. Rafe Parrish fouls it off at the plate. And I hope that we're going to have several players that join us this year. This is something I want to try to do, maybe two per homestand at a minimum. Go ahead and have some ready to go. And we can use those for rain delays. I think they're the best thing for rain delays you can possibly imagine. Mejia, the offering, cut on and miss. Parrish strikes out. Samuel Mejia responds with a 1-2-3 seventh inning. But the Crawdads maintain the lead as we go to the eighth. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Colby Jones to lead things off against Ismael Agreda. He misses high with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's top of the eighth inning, a 4-3 lead for the Dads as Agreda throws a fastball at 92 to even the count. Of course, when we're done with today's game, we'll have the Black Tie Transportation post-game show where we'll take a look at this afternoon's events. We'll catch up with scores around the Carolina League, and we'll update things around Major League Baseball of interest. As the fastball misses, the count goes to 3-1. Jones walked his last time up. He singled his last time up. He walked the previous time. As he misses, does a Agreda, and it's a leadoff walk for Colby Jones. The pitcher of record right now for the Crawdads is Jake Jekulek. Agreda Pours 93 miles an hour to the outer third for strike one. Barroso holding on. Colby Jones at first. As Augusta's been very active on the base paths this afternoon. The breaking ball. Misses high. Sometime tomorrow, maybe Tuesday, the Crawdads are going to make their announcement for that ball is going to be lifted up over the rooftop and onto the concourse behind home plate. They're going to make their announcement for the player of the homestand. Now, I don't have a vote. But if I were to vote, I'd have to say that Maxton Martin should be the leader in the clubhouse. 12 hits over the course of the week. That's pretty significant. So throw back to first. Barroso with the tag a little late. They're going to check and see if Sanchez actually committed to the swing, and they're going to say he didn't. Maybe. As the count goes to 2-2. Sanchez will call time. Another item of news. Before the game this afternoon, I was informed that Ben Hartle had been put on the injured list. So the notation was made on the roster that was handed to me. Pablo Guerrero actually spent some time working in the infield today before the game. I actually got down to the field to see some of the comings and goings before the game. That ball is going to be flared out to the right side, and it's going to land just inside the blacktire.com. Blackstire.com BTS picnic deck. Sad ball. Out to right field. The catch is made. The throw is not going to happen. As Wadi Mendez got a great jump on the baseball. It was hit hard by Sanchez, but it held up. And Mendez thought about throwing to first, but decided not to. That discretion, probably a smart move. So that brings up Matt Cassetti. Agreda misses high. In this 4-3 ball game, three runs on six hits, no errors for Augusta, 4-7-0 for the Crawdads. As both clubs spent just about all of their time on the field today working on defensive drills. The guys did some hitting in the cages before the game today, clearly, as Carlos Maldonado is going to go out and have a conversation with Agreda. The count is 2-0. I think Maldonado was basically coming out to address Agreda. Maybe get an idea of what's going through the right-hander's mind. So I don't think in this context we'll see a move made. And certainly Maldonado has given zero inclination for something like that to be the case. So he's going to walk away. Just got the attendance number, 1,224. If you were going to come to a game, today would have been the one to do it. Just phenomenal day. So Greta. At the knees for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Agreda, the pitch, cut on and missed. The throw down to second's not going to be in time. Jones with another good jump. Gets the steal. He's now in scoring position in this one-run ball game. The count is 2-2. Scassetti at the plate with a 2-2 count. The pitch misses. The count runs full. So for Jones to get to second, that avoids any possibility of a ground ball double play. We'll see if Agreda can take care of Gassetti here. The 3-2, that ball is going to be lifted out onto the first base concourse. So that pitch just misses. Well, perhaps. I've seen that pitch called this weekend for a strike, but not in this instance. So there's runners now at first and second for Mason Guerra. So a pair of walks in the inning for Agreda. So that ball's going to be fouled back to the net. The Tampa Rays pouring it on the Braves. Bottom of the eighth inning, it's an 8-3 score. We do have a couple finals in Major League Baseball as Guerra's going to foul it off again. The count goes to 0-2. The Royals took care of the Guardians. Cole Reagans with the win. He goes to 1-0 on the year. That was his first win of the season. And then, of course, Hunter Green is emerging as an elite-level pitching talent for the Cincinnati Reds as the breaking ball misses. The Reds sweep the Pirates. They go to 500. A 4-0 win over the Buccos. The Reds, a two-hitter against the Pirates. Ismael Agreda comes set at the belt. He'll look down to second. So that ball is going to make its way onto the concourse. It's interesting some of the conversations that you can eavesdrop into at a minor league ballpark. Fortunately for that kid, he got the foul ball. He's going to get a ride home. The 1-2. Agreda slider swung on and missed by Guerra. And there's two down in the eighth inning. And that's going to bring up John Heel. So John Heel with two down and runners at first and second will step to the plate in a 4-3 ball game. So the pitch misses away. They're underway in Seattle. Side ball hits sharply out to second, fielded by Pollard. He settles his feet, gets the ball to Barroso, and the side is retired. Augusta leaves a couple more on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Crawdads have a 4-3 advantage. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads,
www.hickorycrawdads.com.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Winston Sawyer goes to his bullpen once again for Augusta. So it's going to be Raben Corona, 5'11", right-hander, 23 years old, out of the Dominican Republic. He's been in the Braves organization for some time, signed back in 2019. Antonis Macias is going to lead off the eighth inning. It'll be Macias, Lopez, and Barroso. Macias 0-for-3 in the ball game. As he takes a ball down. It's Corona. Making his first appearance. Well, that's not true. I'll check it right here. Corona making his third appearance of the year, 3.86 ERA. 2 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 1 earned. 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Make that 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. As Macias leads off the eighth inning with a free pass. Jesus Lopez has reached 3 times today. A single, a homer, and a walk. He scored in that 2-run sixth inning as he swings and misses on the breaking pitch from Raben Corona. As Lopez drives the ball to right field toward the corner, and it's going to be just foul. As he hit the ball off the McDonald's sign that's just in foul territory. So maybe instead of a foul pole, they needed a foul arch that could have curved in favor of Jesus Lopez. As he smoked that pitch, missed a home run by maybe 6 feet. That baseball was hit with some authority. As the count goes to 0-2. As Lopez takes it inside. An insurance run would be pretty big here for the Crawdads. More would be better. As Lopez is going to lift that one over into the seats on the third base side. And the chase is on, and the kid gets it. Okay. It's a good effort. Corona, breaking ball, just misses. Gassetti tried to frame it, but didn't get the call from Elena Giorgio. Macias takes the lead at first. The pitch, Lopez is going to lift that out into shallow left field. Hartman comes on and makes a fantastic catch. Eric Hartman laid out in the left center field gap and came up like a charm. We'll put a star beside of that one for certain. At this point, we may not have an idea of just how important a play that is from Eric Hartman. As Macias goes back to first base, Barroso will step to the plate. If that gets down, that could easily be runners at the corners because you just have no idea where the baseball might go. As Macias had gone towards second a little bit, and if that ball rolls away from Eric Hartman, it could have easily been runners on the corners with nobody out. He makes the plus play defensively for one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. The ninth inning is going to look like this for Augusta. Their scheduled hitters, Owen Carey, Nick Montgomery, and Eric Hartman. Corona bounces the breaking ball at the plate. Barroso 0-for-2 with a hit-by-pitch on the evening. Corona. That ball lifted just beyond the infield dirt. John Heel will make the catch. And there's two down in the inning. So with two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning, that will bring up Wadi Mendez. Mendez doubled his last time up. That set the scene for Chandler Pollard to get the two-run base knock. Macias down at first. So the first offering is a ball. That ball hit out to second, fielded cleanly by Colby Jones. He throws over to first to Mason Guerra to retire the side. So the Crawdads held scoreless in the eighth inning. That takes us to inning number nine. Three outs away from closing it out and picking up a series win at LP Franz Stadium. We'll be back to see how it finishes on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Coming soon to LP Franz Stadium, the Hickory Goat Carts, the Crawdads' newest alternate identity that honors the city's ties with wagon making and racing. They'll take the field for three games in June. The weekend will kick off with a fireworks show on Friday, June 6th, a hat giveaway and a post-game concert on Saturday the 7th. You can get your tickets for the Hickory Goat Carts and all of our fabulous 2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, general manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
Top of the ninth inning, a 4-3 lead for the Dads, three outs away from claiming a series win against the Augusta Green Jackets. It'll be Owen Carey, Nick Montgomery, and Eric Hartman to bat here in the ninth inning. That's the scheduled hitters anyway. Ismael Agreda is still on in the ninth inning. That ball is going to be lifted into the seats. It's going to make its way onto the rooftop and trickle over to the concourse area. Breaking ball taken for a strike at the top of the zone. 13 hits for both clubs combined. Agreda misses way high. Never got on top of the breaking ball. So that pitch misses up and the count stays, or I should say goes to 2-2. So the temperature's getting near 70 here at the ballpark, which is great. So that ball's going to be hit, fielded. Great play by Marquez as he had to adjust his glove as the ball hit off the dirt and kicked toward his throwing arm side. So it's going to be a 6-3 put out of Owen Carrion with one down. That's going to bring up Nick Montgomery. As Montgomery's going to lift that one. That's going to make its way out to the parking lot as he pushed a 96-mile-an-hour fastball beyond the concourse. It's that ball out to Marquez, fields it cleanly. The throw across right on the money to Barroso, and there's two down in the ninth. And that's going to bring up Eric Hartman. Hartman last half inning robbed Jesus Lopez of a base hit. Hartman has two home runs on the year, and this is a dangerous situation. So he's going to lift that one into the seats. So Barroso had plenty of time to get underneath it. He just ran out of real estate. So the count is 0-1. The Crawdads took the lead when Jake Jekulek was on the bump. It's the breaking ball cut on and missed. If Jekulek gets the win, then Agreda would come away with the save as he came on with a lead and has thrown three innings. And even if the lead was 20 at the time, he came and pitched three innings. Is that ball bounced out in front of the mound. Agreda, the throw to Barroso in time. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hugs, handshakes, and high fives for the Crawdads this afternoon as they win in 2 hours and 26 minutes, a 4-3 winner against the Augusta Green Jackets as they take the series over the Augusta Green Jackets 4-2. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll have the Black Tide Transportation postgame show coming up on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
It's now time for the Black Tie Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you back inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. Brian Rushing here with you as we get started with the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. A 4-3 win for the Hickory Crawdads this afternoon as they take down the Augusta Green Jackets. Is this series a 4-2 win for the Crawdads? They would open up the first two games of the series with wins, a no-hitter and a one-hitter. Augusta wins Thursday, Friday night when the rain rolled through. And in typical weather pattern form, the Hickory Crawdads play under the sunshine. They win on Saturday and Sunday as they move their record to a very solid 6-3 record through the first nine games of the year. The contest today was an interesting one in the regards that the Augusta Green Jackets got on the board early. They scored two runs in the first inning off of Dalton Pence. As Owen Carey would single on a swinging bunt to the left side of the infield, Eric Hartman would single. They would both score as Isaiah Drake would get an RBI single. Hartman got an RBI single. So that made it 2-0. The Crawdads would respond in the bottom of the first inning as Rafe Parrish would score on a single from Jesus Lopez. It was a 2-1 ball game as we went into the fourth inning, and then Eric Hartman would score again as Luis Sanchez would ground into a 6-4-3 double play. Hartman scored on that play. It was not an RBI for Sanchez, but it was a 3-1 lead as the Crawdads would get a solo home run from Jesus Lopez in the fourth inning. It would stay that way until the bottom of the sixth inning. Jake Jekulek pitched two innings in the fifth and sixth innings and kept it at 3-2. And then in the bottom of the sixth inning, Jesus Lopez would draw a one-out walk. Wadi Mendez would double. He would end up at third. And then Chandler Pollard had the hit of the contest. As Chandler Pollard would rope a ball down into the left field corner. He would get a two-run single, and the Crawdads would take a 4-3 lead. Ismael Agreda would come on and pitch the final three innings, and again, wasn't perfect, but it was good enough to get the three-inning save and secure a win for the Hickory Crawdads 4-3 in this finale of the six-game series. So the win goes to Jake Jekulek, as Jekulek goes to 1-0 on the season. Back-to-back saves for the Crawdads as Agreda picks up his first save of the year. And the Hickory Crawdads now find themselves at 6-3 as they'll take tomorrow off and play against the Charleston River Dogs, the Class A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to take a look at the Major League Baseball scores of interest. We're going to take a look at the full look in the Carolina League as there's two games that have not started, will not start by the time we get out of here. But we'll take a look at all of it when we return the final segment of the Black Tie Transportation postgame show coming up in just a moment on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game,
a complimentary voucher for Speed Pitch, Carousel Rides, and the Bounce House each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Final segment here on this Black Tie Transportation postgame show on this Sunday afternoon. Let's go ahead and take a final look at the Major League Baseball scores of interest as the Mariners have jumped out on top 2-0 against the Texas Rangers. That's Gilbert versus Eovaldi this afternoon as it's a 2-0 lead for the Mariners through one inning. And then, of course, earlier today, the Tampa Rays beat the Atlanta Braves 8-3. As Chris Sale took the loss, he goes to 0-2 on the year for the Atlanta Braves. The Boston Red Sox, they had a no-hitter. Garrett Crochet was dealing in the contest. Well, the no-hitter went by the boards. The Chicago White Sox would get four hits, but the Boston Red Sox would win the contest 3-1. Crochet goes to 2-1. Aroldis Chapman picks up his third save of the series, or of the season, I should say. The nationally televised game tonight is going to be the Cubs and the Dodgers. So if you still want some more baseball after the Rangers and the Mariners have come to a close out in the Emerald City, you'll have that tonight to check out, as well as the second nine that's going to be coming up any moment at the Masters down in Augusta, Georgia. But today, a 4-3 win for the Hickory Crawdads against the Augusta Green Jackets. Let's take one final look around the Carolina League schedule. As, of course, the Crawdads winning 4-3. Kannapolis beat Lynchburg 8-5. Well, they're in the top of the ninth inning, I should say. That game is still a partial, but Kannapolis has an 8-5 lead. Bottom of the eighth inning, Fayetteville leads Delmarva 4-0. There is another final in the league. Fredericksburg did, in fact, beat Salem 5-4. Salem, the Red Sox, that's the next opponent for the Crawdads when the club gets back to LP Franz Stadium on April the 26th. They'll play the six games down in Charleston. And then when they return, they get the Salem Red Sox, as it'll be a matchup between the Class A Red Sox and the Class A Rangers. And I'll be bringing all six games to you, as all six of those games are going to be at the normal Tuesday through Saturday times, and then, of course, the Sunday matinee. Tuesday through Saturday, all game times will be 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:45. And then on Sunday, it'll be a 2 o'clock start, a 1:45 pregame show here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. So as we bid you adieu this afternoon, thank you so much for all of you that tuned in, for all of you that interacted with me here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank Douglas LoCascio. I want to thank Robbie Walls and Ashley Salinas for their support throughout the course of this first homestand. A successful homestand for the Crawdads as they win four out of the six games against the Augusta Green Jackets. When we return on the 22nd, it'll be the Salem Red Sox taking on your Crawdads. And until we're back there, Brian Rushing signing off from LP Franz Stadium. Have a phenomenal Sunday evening. We'll see you next time on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tie Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere.
From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the Crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me Crawdads baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of France Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball.